Michael, it's the second day now of the Festival of British Eventing. First, talk me through your summer to date and your preparations building up to the event.
Well, it's sort of coming towards the end of the season now, so this is a kind of a big run for him. He's 16 now, so these CICs are sort of ideal for his sort of latter stage of his career. And it's basically just he needs to get very fit for this terrain here at Gatcombe, so I'll treat it like a 3-day in regards to fitness, and he feels in good shape.
And the Open Championship, obviously a fantastic tournament in its own right, but we've got the added bonus this year of the Event Riders Masters as well.
Yeah, it's a real exciting new concept. I think all the riders are just, you know, want to grab it with both hands and try and run with it and see where it goes. It's really exciting for eventing.
You mentioned the buzz amongst the riders, but there's a great draw as well for getting younger crowds in particular involved in eventing, and maybe crowds that didn't traditionally watch eventing can now really engage with the sport.
No, well, they can access it so easy now with on the internet at the eventridersmasters.com. Website. I mean, it's fantastic, and the opportunity to watch all the top riders at all the in the series at all the shows is amazing, and the more coverage they get in all different countries, the better.
And Gatcombe for you then, what does Gatcombe mean for you? It's normally a great chance to bring younger horses, but like you say, it means that your older horse perhaps can still be competitive here in a fantastic competition, the British Open.
Yeah, I mean, it's notoriously difficult to make the time here. The cross country is the phase that is really influential. So for a horse like mine, who's not the strongest at dressage, he's very, very good cross country horse. And these are the kind of events I target with him, because people don't want to see a dressage show. They want to see a tough cross country, and it will be out there on tomorrow.
And what are the expectations then? What are your goals for the weekend? What are you looking to achieve?
I mean, ideally top 10 would be good. He was third at Tattersall's CCI 3-star a couple of months ago. So he's in good form. You just need a bit of luck, but a double clear, fast double clear. And I think I'd love to be in the top 10 and just win some prize money.